Dog owners, pay attention. Or aspiring dog owners. I was one of those for a while. A new study from Michigan State University reveals our personalities can determine the disposition of our canine companions. According to the research, neurotic people tend to have fearful dogs and more agreeable people tend to have outgoing dogs. Jonathan Weaver co-authored this study. He's the Assistant Professor of Psychology. Jonathan Weaver, welcome to RN Drive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How did you conduct this study?
What we did was we sent out surveys either to students at our university or online, and we had them evaluate themselves, their own personalities, and their sort of personalities of their dogs and sort of outcomes that their dogs may have as well. So health outcomes and biting history, etc.
How did you determine the personalities of the human owners? Were people really willing to rate themselves as aggressive or neurotic? Words that are, you know, quite negative. Were people revealing that about their own personalities?
Yeah, so what we utilize is we just utilize common questionnaires that have been validated throughout time. And when you ask them, you start just sort of asking them certain questions that are on Likert scales. And so you may ask them questions of, like, for example, with agreeableness, is it helpful or are you helpful or unselfish with others? And with negative emotionality, so like neuroticism, et cetera, like sometimes it's questions of like have up and down mood swings, different things like that. And people tend to sort of be pretty open and honest with those questions.
What are the major dog personality traits? How does the owner's personality affect them? How does that work?
What we looked at here with the dogs is we just first, there aren't quite like, I guess you might say, mapping over of complete overlap of what would be like a personality in a dog and a personality in a human. So the questions that we asked about the dogs, they tend to, the dimensions that we looked at were like fearfulness, aggression towards people, activity or how excitable they are, and responsiveness to training. Oh, and then also aggression towards animals, etc. So we asked those questions, then we'd ask the questions about the humans. And what we found was that we found some overlap in terms of some things. So like people who are highly agreeable, they have dogs that are pretty highly active and excitable and tend to be less aggressive. Whereas like conscientious owners or people who are conscientious or rated themselves as conscientious tended to have dogs that were more responsive to training. Whereas like people that tended to be neurotic themselves, they tended to have dogs that they rated as more fearful.
So why are humans like dogs? Does it change over the years? Is it something that alters? Like I'll level with you because I know lots of my listeners already know this, poor things. Sorry guys, but it's true. I have a new puppy and look, I'm a strident interviewer. I don't hold back. Does that mean my puppy's going to be, you know, the kind of dog that's not afraid to tell us what she really thinks? Do I have to be mindful of this?
I don't know. So some of it is like, these are correlations. So we can't quite do some causal sort of terminology here. But I think part of it is not only the dog that you pick. So it might have been a dog that you sought out certain aspects in that dog. But it's also like part of it is that the dog, it ultimately becomes the sort of dog that it is because of you as well, like the environmental impact that you have. So you may have picked a dog that's sort of like you a little bit in terms of maybe you sort of seek that out. And then also the environment that you put it in will sort of formulate to that environment.
What were some of the issues with the study though? How did you work around the fact that dogs couldn't fill out the questionnaire? They can't rate their own personality.
Yeah, so that's definitely an issue, right? And so we just have people sort of evaluate their own dogs, and you run into some problems potentially with that. So you do have to worry about, like, is it people potentially putting personality onto them? And again, we can't quite say that it's not the case, but we can also have a pretty good idea that, yeah, it tends to be that these dogs do carry some sort of personality with them that people sort of see.
How can we use the results of your study to improve our relationships with dogs, or I suppose just like with children, to model perhaps better behavior?
Where we sort of see this is you can utilize this to potentially pick out sort of not only maybe the best dogs for families or the best dog for people when they say go to a shelter, but then also maybe knowing sometimes that, hey, the personality that your dog carries with it, you can have some shape to that as well. And so knowing that putting dogs in a loving sort of environment is going to help them, right? So I think that's sort of how I see this.
So when choosing a dog to be your companion, either on a personal level or for a family, how can we assess what their personality is like before taking them home? Is there anything that your survey or results can guide us with to figure out what the right kind of animal might be?
Yeah, I don't know. So that's sort of our next step that we want to look at. I think the biggest thing is that people, when they go in, they have sort of an idea of what they're looking for in a dog, right? And maybe sometimes that might change in the moment. But for example, when we were like searching out the dog that we wanted for our family, we knew that we needed sort of a dog that was gentle with children because we have two young kids. So it's something where you can start seeking those sort of things out.
So does the breed of dog factor into their personality, as is usually thought? We often think pit bulls are aggressive, but the golden retrievers, you know, are angels, Labradors, everyone wants to hug a Labrador.
Yeah, so we didn't quite delve into that as much. And because what we found was that we had a sample, so we had about 1,700 dogs. And about 50% of those dogs that people didn't know what the breed was, or it was a mixed breed, or they gave us sort of inconsistencies in terms of how they would describe the dog. So that I can't really speak to. I don't know.
And can you intentionally change your dog's personality if you've had them around for a while? Or I suppose to put it in another way, excuse the cliche, but can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Yeah, I think you sort of can. And so, for example, one thing that we sort of looked at in terms of this is that dogs essentially, like what we found was at age around 6 or age 7, sort of maybe the sweet spot. Now, I'm not saying like don't do anything with your dog until they're 6 years old, right, in terms of training. What we're saying here instead is that they seem to be the most receptive at that point. They're less in their puppy dog years and most receptive in terms of that. And you don't see any sort of downward shift, at least in our study. We didn't see any sort of downward sort of trend in being able to train a dog after that. So it does seem to be that you can train these dogs.
Fascinating stuff. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Jonathan Weaver there. Well, what do you make of it? Does your dog have a similar personality to you? No, mine's adorable and I'm less adorable. 0418 226 576 is our text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.